I work in a big international company. I'm in the sales department and I'm responsible for sales in the Krakow area. In practice, this means that I spend my typical day in one of two ways. Either mostly on the phone or in the car travelling to present and future clients. I'm quite happy with the job, although the hours are long. Some people complain that when you're working on commission, you don't earn much money and there's more stress. All I can say is that you shouldn't be a worrier if you're a salesperson, and that if you're good at your job, you'll never lack money. I have a company car, a mobile phone and a laptop computer, and I also get quite a lot of gifts from my clients.
I'm a lawyer in a small practice. There are three of us working for the two partners. I hope that the company grows because then I may get a chance to be a partner. Partners get to share the profits, and that's really big money. I realise that at the moment I'm spending 12 to 14 hours a day at the office and work most Saturdays and the occasional Sunday, but I think that's the only way to get more money and a better position in the company. I've got to be better than the rest. I don't think my wife really understands this and we argue a lot, so I spend more times at the office, and you know, it's a vicious circle. But maybe that's the price you pay for success.
I work in a shop. I'm a student and I have lectures at the weekend. The shop where I work is not very busy most of the time, so it allows me to read a lot and even do some real studying. Of course, I don't get much money, but it pays the bills and gives me the chance to learn about things that really interest me. Most clients are very nice and don't give you much hassle, but sometimes you get a real idiot who just wants to argue. What can you do? I just let him shout and then give him what he wants with a smile.
I'm a teacher. The good side is that you officially work Monday to Friday from 8 in the morning until 3 with some breaks. You get a long summer holiday as well as a good winter break. You generally get a lot of respect from people, although the pupils are getting more and more difficult to control. On the other hand, there are a lot of negatives. The pay is really bad, especially when you consider that this is a responsible job. Of course, you could take a few private lessons at home, but that really eats into your free time. There's also quite a lot of work to do at home. Preparation of lessons and materials for the lessons, as well as marking homework. I do it because I love the contact with young people, and I like to think I have a good influence on them.